This is Hades Ham Journal, number one. This is my buddy Bastille. She's 4 years old. She knows what she wants out of life, right? Cookies, nice coffee. Not a bad set of priorities. Bastille belongs to Biff and Athena. Yapheth belongs to Mary Lou. Rodan just wandered in one day, and it was weeks before anybody figured out he was all by himself. Now, he says he doesn't remember who his parents were or what they used to call him, so he named himself after a monster he saw on TV. There's three or four more in and out of here from Judas knows where. Somehow I just can't imagine people with regular places to live sending their kids to go play in the warehouse district. There's probably other groups of squatters around nearby. I wouldn't know. I just got here. But the home for aging mutants is nice people. Artistic types, mostly. A couple of mystics, a couple of political martyrs. Not violent or dirty or stuck inside a screw-top hooch bottle all the time like I used to imagine. These are people with things to do. Except, ironically for me, I have not been inspired with a new mission yet, but I can still make myself useful by watching the kids and stuff like now. Hey, you want some more iced coffee, you guys? Yeah, I started on it when I was 5, and look how I turned out. Seems like a life of designing better nuclear bombs, or worse ones, I suppose, depending on whether you're talking about them or standing under them, doesn't prepare a person much for the practicalities of surviving when the clearance and the job and damn near all the money go away. Oh yeah, I suppose I could try my hand at Molotov cocktails for mercenaries or something, but I doubt they pay relocation. Now Biff and Athena, they seem to have the hang of this. I'm going to just keep an eye on them and pick up what I can. They have lived all their lives without any authorities knowing or paying any attention. Their parents were beats from North Beach and hippies from the Hashbury. Their grandparents wandered around looking for the truth in the Ojai Valley. You get the idea. So they go down to Fisherman's Wharf and they do their deal for the tourists. Mime, juggling, guerrilla theater, ethnic stuff, whatever gets their attention. And they run the Home for Aging Mutants as much as anybody could be said to run this place. They're stable in ways that redefine the word entirely. I met Biff behind the Cyanide Club when he peed on my shoe. Well, I don't think he deliberately peed on my shoe. I had meandered out back to smoke a ceremonial joint. My very first, in fact. After that clearance fiasco, there was no way in hell I was going to convince anybody that I didn't do drugs, even though it was the truth. So I figured as long as everybody thinks I do drugs anyway, I might as well keep them honest. Made sense to me. So I'm back in this alley burning some really oily skunk weed. That's what my sister said it was, and I took her word for it. I'm looking at the moon, reflected in a puddle shaped like Nova Scotia. The fascinating music of Jack Hammer and the Richter scales mercilessly batters its way through the brick wall into my spine. And out comes this big guy with a reverse mohawk, a shaved stripe down the middle of his head, and a pair of bronze baby shoes hanging out of his earlobe. I hear a zip, and I figure he's out here for a reason. While the Cyanide Club can technically be described as having bathrooms, the alley smells better and you don't have to wait in line. Still, he's aiming right where I would have to step to get back in. I decide to try making a deal. Hey, mister, you can have a hit or two if you direct yourself in the other direction. Huh? He turns around to see who's talking to him. And he is obviously several sheets and a couple of pillowcases to the wind already. Did you ever vote Republican? Actually, I did, back when I thought I was going to get rich someday. But don't ask me what that had to do with the conversation. At that very instant, the door bangs open again, almost knocking him over. A small, busty woman leans out, her variegated braids strangely matching her chemically corroded denim jacket. Biff, she sounds sober and exasperated. I've been looking all... Biff, for God's sake, you're peeing on somebody's shoe again. I look down. My, so he is. Wait a minute. Rodan, where'd you get those cookies? Let me see them a minute. All right, they seem okay. Well, Athena yelled at Biff, and he cringed, and we went looking for a water tap to wash off my shoe. And finally we gave up and went back to their place. This place, for the moment. I guess a lot of warehouse owners around here don't use them or pay much attention to them. So people move in, and they don't tell anybody. They're sort of tribal in a way. Everybody has to get along. Nobody can make enough noise to expose the operation. They're pretty selective. But if they decide you're okay, you've got a family. Not that I didn't have one already. It wasn't my sister Amy's fault the neighbors complained about me pitching my tent out on her balcony and got the association KGB after her. And she and her husband and the new baby are all living in that one-room efficiency condo because, hey, on $60,000 a year, that was all they could afford. So they hardly had any spare room inside. And anyway, prolonged house guests were a violation of their ownership agreement. Ugh, all the rules in that place, it was almost worse than renting, at least from the human misery standpoint. I always thought buying a place meant you could do more of what you wanted with it, but no. When you got them by the short hairs, their hearts and minds soon follow. Amy would probably eat her heart out if she could see the space we have here. It isn't ours, but that's a technicality. Declan's got his hole in the floorboards to write and pile his laundry in. Lars has his dark room. Mary Lou and Peggy Sue have a dance floor. Skip and Scotty and Damian have room to weld and pound on things, etc., etc., etc. Bastille, honey, you're getting kind of big to sit on my lap. You sure were a lot smaller when you wore those shoes your daddy has hanging out of his ear. She was born on Bastille Day, of course, a child of final freedom. Quit fidgeting. Hey, you want something to do? Fine. I want to make sure I don't wuss out and go back, because there's no place for me back there with them right now. So go get that tin shears over there. Right there, under the edge of that roll of canvas. Now come here and cut my hair. That's all from Family Ham, the home for aging mutants. And we'll be here next time, unless they find out.